Lake Effect continues on WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. This time of year can mean the delights of decorations, merriment, family, and feasts, but the holidays often bring more stress into our lives as well. Whether it's additional expectations we place on ourselves, a busier overall schedule, or the complex relationships between friends or relatives, this time of year can certainly throw a wrench in healthy habits.
But Lake Effect contributor and Wisconsin Athletic Club nutrition director Kim Flannery says it's important to remember that we're all human, and this time of year can affect each of us in different ways. She joined Audrey Nowak in the studio to talk about unique holiday stressors and to offer some helpful tips on how we can understand and harness the willpower to combat holiday stress.
With eating, when we're stressed out, we kind of lose our willpower. We kind of tap into a lot of that emotional part of ourselves that tends to take the brain offline, so to speak, and leads us down those habit paths that we've practiced, some of those habits that we may not want to continue, but we nonetheless continue to practice them, and they lay down those tracks pretty solid.
Right. With so much happening during the holidays, perhaps we've made efforts to alter our bad habits and trying it into better ones before the holiday comes. Mm-hmm. But often people see this as like even a 2-month free period, you know,
right,
derailment. So how do you think we can stay on track with our nutrition during this time without doing a complete 180, without driving ourselves crazy or feel like we're depriving ourselves to an extreme extent?
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing I think as we're thinking about this ahead of the holidays is to do what we can now to make mental preparations, physical preparations for setting ourselves up for success, basically. Some things that we can do, some of these you've heard a million times before, like bringing something healthy, you know, a relish tray or whatever to a party that you're going to. And I will say, yes, please do that, because I can't tell you how many people tell me they wish that there was something healthy there to eat, yet nobody really wants to be the one to bring it.
Right. Here's some broccoli I brought.
Yeah, right. So that's kind of letting you in on a little secret. Really, I think a lot of people want to have those options there. I'm not saying they want only that, but you will not be looked down upon for bringing something a little healthier than some of the other things. Someone else can bring the little fried egg rolls and the pigs in a blanket.
Well, and there's a general rule of, you know, eating 80% of your food consumption is healthier and 20% are your, you know, your sweet treats or
right,
or something that falls outside of the healthy category in daily life. Should this formula change during the holidays, or do we just think we let it change in our minds, or should we try and stick to that?
And that's a perfect lead into my next tip, which is create some balance. And when I talk about a balanced plate, I'm not talking necessarily about what you might be thinking, which is balancing carbs, fats, and proteins, or balancing your meat and your starch and your vegetable and all of that. A lot of us already kind of grasp that on an intellectual level, but I'm talking about the more human side of that that keeps us from feeling deprived, which would be balancing your plate with a little bit of pleasure and a little bit of nourishing, filling food that's going to help your hunger. So that would kind of be my response to that percentage thing of, you know, how much healthy food, how much whatever, is kind of an individual thing. And there's no reason why it should be any different thought process, although the percentages, if you actually calculated it, may be different at the holidays. Make
right.
sense?
Yes, absolutely. You mentioned that there are ways we can think of things ahead of time, like before we come upon mm-hmm. Christmas and other holidays that people celebrate this time of year. So what are some tips to think of right now ahead of time that we can apply to in the moment when we're feeling particularly stressed or there's other events coming up?
Well, for one thing, I think having a plan, some kind of a plan, beats every time having no plan. It can be anything, and it's what you choose, and it should be realistic. So it might just be, I'm going to listen to my hunger, and I'm going to enjoy what I eat and choose what I want. But when my body says I've had enough to eat, I'm going to stop. So that's a very simple plan. You could make any kind of plan. We talked about bringing something healthy. That's another thing. Not going hungry to a party is something we've all heard, which Yes.
Or shopping.
Or shopping, for sure. Which is really, I would say, on a very, very basic level, essential to having any kind of control over your eating. And this applies all year round. Please, please don't let yourself get over hungry. It is the best way to take every little bit of willpower you may have had and just throwing it away. Another one that I think is interesting, I would recommend resisting that desire to put a halo over your head. So in other words, by that I mean there's something called a halo effect. And if you're too good, if you try too hard and you go to a party, say, and you have a couple little vegetables and maybe a glass of sparkling water with a wedge of lime and, you know, maybe a small piece of lean meat and you leave the party, I'm pretty sure the next day, the next week maybe, it's not going to be pretty.
Right.
So try to just be human. That's okay. You know, let it be okay that you're not perfect. I talked about balancing pleasure and your nutritional kind of hunger needs. And those are five tips right there that I think will help ahead of time.
Definitely. And all these kind of tie into the component of willpower. So with your experience, how does willpower work? I know, you know, for example, if I see something, there's a trigger for me, and uh-huh. then you eat it. And then there's that sense of pleasure and that learned uh-huh. behavior. And it's really hard to, as you mentioned, get out of a pattern.
Right.
Whether it's a healthy pattern you've established or
right.
a bad pattern. So, yeah, to start, like, what are the basics of willpower? What is the science behind our internal struggles, whether to have that third glass of wine or whatever
right.
we're talking
right.
about?
And there are a lot of those challenges this time of year. So it's a good time to look at this. I look at two different ways that our brain works, and it has something to do with our primitive side of the brain and then a more evolved part of our brain that developed later for this reasoning ability that we have to choose. And our more primitive brain is that trigger response habit kind of thing. And we have those habit tracks, like I mentioned, where they just sort of play out the way they've been laid down. They had a reason at one point, and maybe they still have a reason, maybe not. But if you're not in a present state of mind, that is going to play out without any choice. The willpower side is activated when we can be more deliberate and stop and check in with ourselves and just become more present. And the important part of this, too, is without judgment. Because the minute you become judgmental, you may think you're present, but that judgment takes you into an emotional state, which then all of a sudden your brain is not as effective at reasoning and you will default to that habit again. So that's kind of the basic way that willpower works. The way to activate it, obviously, being more present.
Now, with this time of year, I always associate certain foods or dishes that are only made at this one time.
We all
so,
have them, yes.
Yeah, so they're that much more enchanting, you mm-hmm. know? So how do you recommend we, in a way, disenchant food during a time that's supposed to be so special? You know, you mentioned being kinder to yourself, but what tips do you have to lessen the pull of unhealthy eating or overeating during this time of year?
That is an excellent question. The main thing, I think, is that mindfulness is necessary, first of all. But in order to really be, like you mentioned, disenchanted with a food, that comes from inside of you. That doesn't come from someone saying, oh, this food has X number of calories in it or something. That doesn't always work. So the idea that you would become internally disenchanted means you have to be paying attention when you're eating that food. When you do those things, again, even if you do something that disappoints you, if you can become present in that moment and experience that without judgment, you'll actually get some information that will naturally, possibly, disenchant you. And I guarantee that if you eat too much of it, it will be disenchanted.
Yeah, in one way or the other.
And otherwise, you may find, gee, some people eat something they have been looking forward to, and they eat it, and they taste it, and they think, my God, I don't really even enjoy this that much.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that mental component, too, of
right.
we feel obligated to have something.
Right. So it's just paying attention. And then all of a sudden, it's not this big battle. It's not I can't have it. It's I can have it, but I'm not sure I choose to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not sure I choose to have as much of it.
Right. Now, one thing I often think about or try and plan around is, okay, say if I have an event later tonight where I know I'm going out to dinner or something, I try to eat better throughout the day. You know, mm-hmm. are there tools people can have that they can apply at their work desk throughout the day? Because most times people are only taking off those maybe 2 or 3 days around the holiday directly. But we're still working every day. We're still in some sort of daily routine. Mm-hmm. What kind of tips can we do in our daily lives that are still relatively controlled?
I would say, first of all, don't put the halo over your head.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to, as many people do, save all those calories for later. Then you have a couple things working against you. Physical hunger, which can be very strong. And also that feeling of, I didn't have much today, so I deserve to have all of this that I've saved up for tonight. So I think just trying to keep it as normal as possible, listening to your needs, again, coming back to the internal signals that you'll get if you're listening. Honestly, always, always feed yourself when you're hungry. That goes holiday time or any time of year. That will set you up for having a good bit more willpower later on at your event.
What kind of advice would you give people who are just starting a newer fitness journey or nutritional journey where they are changing their eating habits? Pretty, you know, say, for example, someone started a new lifestyle plan at the beginning of this month, and now here comes the time that it's really under trial. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for them to stick to their new way of life, basically?
I would say looking at it as a new way of life, for one thing, because so many people do not look at it that way. They look at it as, oh, I got my big challenge right now that I'm going to really beat myself up here for a while and drop a bunch of weight or whatever they're trying to do, and then I can go back to whatever. Or they may not plan to go back to it, but it will happen. So looking at it more as a lifestyle thing and looking at, again, bringing the holidays down to size so that they aren't so overwhelming. This is a little bit of a challenging time of year, but let's not make it this big monster that it isn't. It's a few meals. It's a few parties. It doesn't have to be the default from, you know, Halloween through to New Year's Day.
Right.
And I see that a lot.
When we get stressed, we often turn to those bad vices, whether it's eating or having a drink at the end of the day. What are some better alternatives to reacting to stress, whether it's during the holiday time of year or even just year-round?
Anything really that brings you to the present moment, makes you mindful, gives you some pleasure, because we do look for pleasure from food too. So we're looking at things like music, art, a hot bath, you know, something that has some kind of sensory pleasure to it. Exercise is especially effective because it does bring you more present. Also, for a lot of people, it will put us into a frame of mind where we feel more healthy and we want to do more healthy things. And I would say a couple of things that are probably worth trying for people who have never done any meditation or any yoga. Those are two things that a lot of science is behind how that can help us actually train the brain to have more willpower. The brain just gets more familiar with becoming more present. So it's like anything else. You can look at willpower as kind of like a muscle that if you exercise it, you will have stronger willpower. So those kinds of practices, they just get your brain used to doing that.
On the note of muscles to exercise, winter is often a hard time for people to stay in those exercise habits. You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they're used to doing activities outside for most of the year, and now we're stuck inside. It's much colder. It's harder mm-hmm. to motivate yourself. What do you recommend to keep that momentum going?
Right. And it's similar, I think, to the eating. That's hard to keep going. You know, the healthy eating habits you make, the exercise, those are habits you want to create. That, I think, goes to the point of just building new habits. And then it becomes easier because you just feel somehow off if you're used to working out and you don't go. Mm-hmm. So it comes to the whole practice thing, too. I've heard many, we've all heard different, you know, numbers of days that it takes to get a new habit. I don't think that's the important part. I think it probably depends upon the habit you're breaking and so on. But practice is the important part. So figuring out something that's realistic that you can continue to practice, and again, not looking at this time of year as something totally out of the ordinary, kind of this might be the first year a lot of people might just take that challenge and say, I'm going to treat this holiday more as like a regular time of year, and let's see if I can maybe work on changing some habits now. There's no reason why you have to have a terrible holiday. You can still have the pumpkin pie and work on changing some habits at the same time.
That's good to keep in mind. And also, it's probably a good outlook for people to have to keep this in mind now versus waiting for January 1st. Do
right.
you think having those New Year's resolutions probably puts a little too much pressure on it and almost not necessarily set us up for failure, but puts more stress on us?
Absolutely, I think it does. I think it also is a big, big fat halo over our heads for the whole holiday because we know on January 1st, we're going to be so good mm-hmm. that it's kind of like a future halo.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll do this now and then I'll make up for it later. So I think there's a lot of pressure. There's also a lot of, call it denial or whatever. It's like, we won't think about that now. We'll think about that January 1st. The problem with that is that by January 1st, depending on when your holidays start in your head, that can be some work to undo.
Definitely.
So I'm more in favor of just thinking of the holidays as just a perfectly fine time to just, like any other time, figure out what's realistic and how are you going to go about maybe doing a small amount of habit changing now if you think that's hard for you now, but not just, you know, having a plan and not just giving up.
Well, these are great tips to follow, and I have to admit, I feel better already.
So. All right.
Thanks, Kim, for coming in, and have a very happy holiday.
You too. Thank you so much.
Kim Flannery is nutrition director for the Wisconsin Athletic Club and an occasional Lake Effect contributor. She spoke with Audrey Nowakowski as part of our Fit for You series.